DCS 400, 6 Headquarters, 70, Hawaii. Subject, off-duty recreation, the craft shop. Location, Fort Shafter Craft Shop, Hawaii. Wild Track Sound. It's a sound reel number 2 to go in conjunction with cameraman spec 4 Largents, camera rolls 1 and 2, spec 4 Jolliffe's camera rolls 1, 2, and 3, and PFC Johnston's rolls 1 and 2. This is the 18th of November, 1970. I am spec 4 Jolliffe, sound recordist. What you're about to hear is a series of interviews with different dignitaries, both the instructors and the participating personnel at the Fort Shafter Craft Shop. The first interview will be with Mrs. Donna Wilson, who is the head of the craft shop and supervisor of several of the ceramic classes, from what I understand. In just a minute, we'll be talking with Mrs. Moore.
What do you feel?
That's what I was going to ask.
I don't know what the capacity is.
No, what capacity do you hold?
Oh, what capacity?
That's what I'm going to figure out. The following is an interview with Mrs. Moore. Mrs. Moore, what actual capacity do you hold here at the craft shop?
I am the crafts director here at Fort Shafter. I supervise the multiple craft shop facility, a wood shop facility, a photo lab, and an automotive repair shop.
What are some of the activities that take place here at the craft shop?
Well, as I said before, we have an automotive craft center. We have a very active and popular photo lab with developing facilities for black and white film. We have a wood shop. We have a multiple facility, which includes such crafts as pottery, leather, jewelry, lapidary, candle making, and such creative crafts.
Okay. You just about answered the last question, or the next question. Which is the most popular? I think you said photography. Is this most popular with the military soldier or the dependents, or who is it actually more popular with?
Well, photography is one of the most popular with the military, also the wood shop, and of course the automotive shop. Leather these days, of course, is very popular. Jewelry and pottery are also popular. But for the military population here at Fort Shafter, I would say that the wood shop, the auto shop, and the photo lab are the most popular with them.
Approximately how many people actually take advantage of your craft shop nightly?
I would say we have an approximate patronage of 90 people during our very busy season right now. The pre-Christmas season, of course, everyone is making Christmas presents. We're conducting a Christmas card workshop, also using silk screen and block printing methods, which is proven to be very popular. Of course, that's a seasonal craft, as is candle making. And
people. Yeah.
Look at it.
We also have a children's program here, which is well attended. And there are about 15 children in each age group class.
Okay, what is the busiest night? Actually, you say you have busiest seasons. I think you're open from Tuesday to Saturday, is that right? And then what would be your busiest night?
We're open every day except Monday. I would say our busiest nights are probably Wednesday and Thursday.
Who makes up the largest percentage of your patron? Is it the patronage? Is it the dependents, or is it the soldiers themselves?
The craft shops are designed to take care of primarily the military, active military population, and their dependents. I would say the military population is a little over 50%.
Okay, thank you. Lee, do you have anything that you would like to ask her?
Yes, could you give us, in a nutshell, the organization of the craft shop?
In what way do you mean that?
Well, is it under Special Services Branch?
The craft shop is an appropriated funded activity which comes under the jurisdiction of the Special Services Recreation Branch. Hello. We want the background noises, though. I'm Mrs. Donna Moore, the crafts director at Fort Shafter in Hawaii. I'd like to start off by explaining a little bit about the crafts program. It is an appropriated fund activity which comes under the jurisdiction of Special Services. We are also supported by non-appropriated funds, which we use for the hiring of some of our part-time personnel. The craft centers are utilized by all military personnel, active and retired, and their dependents, and including their children. The craft center is open to all branches of the service. We get quite a few people here from the Air Force, the Marine Base, and the Navy, because we are so centrally located. Because Hawaii is so close to Vietnam, we have quite a few waiting wives and their families here who utilize the craft shop. I like to say about the crafts program that we offer just about everything here except for glass blowing. This includes an automotive craft center, an active wood shop, a photo lab, and a multiple crafts facility. Our automotive craft shop is run by a very proficient supervisor by the name of Mr. Alfred Karras. We have 18 bays in our automotive craft shop. We have a hydraulic lift, a tire repair area, a motorcycle shop, a paint booth where one can strip down and repaint their car in its entirety. We have a classroom where we conduct monthly classes on tune-up procedures. This is a very popular class and well attended not only by men, but some of the women dependents. We have had in the past special classes for women on tire changing. Plans for the future in the auto shop include a wash rack, which we feel is badly needed here on the post. The wood shop is connected to the multiple facility and is very well equipped with a lathe, numerous kind of drills, sanders, saws. And one of the most popular things that is done here in Hawaii, which is indigenous to Hawaii, is the finishing of monkey pod tables. This is usually done with resins, which finish the top of the table and protect it. We also have recently started a surfboard workshop, which is conducted on the second floor of the facility and has proven extremely popular with the dependents and younger military personnel. Of course, one of the favorites in any beautiful spot of the country, as is Hawaii, is photography. We have 6 enlargers, facilities for black and white, developing and printing, and facilities for developing color slides. We plan a renovation in the future to include a film room and color printing facilities. Those who wish to participate in the photography area must attend 3 classes, one on the camera, one on the film, and one on the print. We have found this does protect our equipment and will aid the patron in better use of the facility and of his camera. The multiple crafts area comprises quite a few crafts of a more or less creative nature. We have collage classes, which is a method of making a two-dimensional picture using pasted papers. In this class, we teach the students how to dye their own paper with rice paper or tissue paper, how to mix up a special glue and incorporate in this class a sense of design and composition. In some of the more esoteric creative crafts, we like to pull in craftsmen and artists from the local community. We feel that it's very important to create good community relations with our local people. In hiring local artists, we feel this helps create very important and good community relations between the military and the military community and the military and the civilian community. In many of the more esoteric creative crafts and classes, we like to call on the local community, and we even tap the university here for some of our instructors. We feel this does help to create good community relations between the military and the civilian population. Along the graphic arts line, we also offer a class in different stages of painting. We have at times classes in beginning, intermediate, and advanced painting, a workshop type thing with using oils or acrylics. We have had landscape classes, watercolor classes, and we will be having shortly a class in figure drawing and painting. In the figure drawing and painting class, we hire live models to pose, and we feel in this way that people learn to see the human body in its environment. One of the favorite crafts here with military personnel and their dependents, their children and waiting wives, everyone in fact enjoys pottery. We offer three classes, one in hand building techniques, one in wheel techniques, and one in glazing.
In slate, camera, sound reel, two.
Which?
In slate, reel, camera reel.